You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Borders joins us. Oh, hold on. Cell phone. Okay, well, that was staged, but Gary Borders has a few words about cell phone etiquette, so hang up and listen to what he has to say.
I was given blood the other day for my semi-annual physical. That's a sure sign you're on the far side of 50 when it becomes a semi-annual physical, and having blood drawn becomes a regular ritual. That used to be something I dreaded, but now I'm used to getting stuck with needles. Now the worst part is fasting, not being able to down a cup of coffee seconds after my feet touch the floor. I get to the lab soon as it opens at 7 a.m. so I can return home and savor that first cup of joe. As I sat across from the young woman preparing to stick me, my fist clenched and the tourniquet tightened, I noticed the sign, "Please refrain from using cell phones during this procedure." I asked her, "Do people actually use their cell phones while getting punctured?" She nodded as she found my vein. "All the time," she replied. "I once had a woman reaching to get her phone out of her purse while I was in the middle of drawing blood, nearly yanking the syringe out of her arm." Good grief. I have concluded that cell phones are turning us into a nation of ill-mannered cretins. Well, perhaps not all of us, but a goodly number. One sees the "please refrain from using cell phone" signs everywhere, at places where it would appear to require simple common sense and good etiquette not to be yammering away while conducting business. The teller windows at banks, early voting booths, fast food counters, even libraries. The other day I was in line to mail a package at the post office. The customer at the counter conducted the entire transaction with the postal clerk, who had to ask a series of questions while talking on his cell phone. The customer would yap on the cell, then say "hold on" to whoever was on the other end, answer the clerk's question, then keep talking on the phone. When he finally left, and it was my turn at the counter, I asked the clerk if that happened often. Like the phlebotomist, the clerk said it was common practice. I thought most folks were raised better by their mama, but I guess I was wrong. What cell phone conversation is so important it can't wait until one is finished mailing a package at the post office? The most egregious example of bizarre cell phone behavior has to be men who talk on the cell phone while using public restrooms. I have witnessed this several times and wondered, does the person on the other end have any idea where you are carrying on this conversation? I asked my wife if women are guilty of this practice, since I don't make a habit of entering women's restrooms, and she assured me that it happens there as well. I Googled cell phone etiquette the other day and found an article with great advice on when and where to use or not use a cell phone. For example, don't put your phone on speaker while in a crowd or use it in an elevator. And don't share your personal details in public. The same day I was at the doctor's office, an elderly fellow was carrying on an extended phone conversation, telling the party on the other end about his digestive difficulties in way too much detail. I wish I had his email address so I could send him the etiquette article. Folks once worried, and some still do, about the effect cell phones might have on our brains with radiation and such. I used to discount that, but the way I see folks behaving while talking in public, I'm beginning to wonder.
Gary Borders is an East Texas writer. You can find his work at garyborders.com. And send him an email at borders@redriverradio.org. Morning Edition continues in a moment on Red River Radio.